month by month, year by year, rent continues to rise in the Sligo and surrounding areas. As you said, 36% of the rise is a big rise in a place like Sligo. And what's the most worrying thing is between a lot of people rent accommodation, hopefully to get enough money together so they'll be able to get their own deposit, so they're able to buy their own house. This is out of their remit now. And this is not just inside, but and outside of the rent pressure zones. So it is a major concern. And as I says, I was talking to people up in Tubbercurry who are paying 1,700 a month. And you can get properties in Ballesteire, 1,300. Which I mean, it's a various prices all around the place. And it's very hard, I mean, when you see the cost of living at present and this coming on top of them. And we all know the importance of having a roof over your head. But there is a pressure zone there because, first of all, we haven't enough houses built. Secondly, we need to be looking at building affordable and more social housing for in Sligo. That's what we need to be doing. And we also need to be building houses for renting.
And what do you think? What do you think the government can do in the short term to curb the skyrocketing rental prices that are clear to be seen in the county of Sligo?
Well, listen, the government has been sitting on their hands all along on this. I mean, if you go back to when they took away, the local authorities were building houses here years ago. They handed that over then to the developers who were building houses for the council. Now we see that they know that was the wrong thing to do in the first place. Now the local authorities has taken hold again and are given funding to build local authority houses in the areas. And when we do build local authority houses, that means that we're freeing up people that are on HAP schemes or on RAS schemes who are in rent accommodation. But I think the government needs to have a whole look at the whole lot of it. As we see, we see a lot of landlords leaving the area as well of renting out accommodation because of the tax hikes on it. And I mean, at the end of the day, it's not suitable for them. So there's a whole remit here of stuff that the government need to be looking at.